Amen. Hallelujah, church. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God on days like today and every other day. Amen. Lord, I just thank you for blessing the people today. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing this service and just everything that comes along with this, Lord God. I just thank you for keeping your hand in the mix, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Say, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory, Lord.
Show us your glory, Lord. It says, show us your power. I can do that real quick. Just real quick. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You know, I got to see Dad when he didn't know he was Dad. I got to see Dad when he couldn't walk across the floor. I got to see Dad when he didn't want nobody to see him.
You got to see him and I didn't even know who you were.
Yeah, and that too. But God. But God, amen. But God.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. It makes you feel sad for those that don't know him. I'm serious. I mean, if you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, guess what, y'all? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. That right? If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. Hallelujah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain,
taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
I believe a lot of people can testify.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
If you've got chains,
he's a chain breaker.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Jesus name.
Amen. Jesus Hallelujah. Name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Thank you, Lord. Name. But ain't that what God's all about?
Amen.
Ain't that what he's all about?
Amen.
Saving souls, changing
Amen.
Lives,
Amen.
Taking pain,
Amen.
Oh, setting captives free. And it don't matter where you go to do these things.
Right. Come on.
But like you said, Dad, an image of God will stay with you. It sure will. It does me. It does me. Because see, I was one of those. I was one of those non-believers that thought he had the world by the tail. I did. I had the tail end of it. That's right. But anyway. Anyway, that's for another day. That's for another day. That's exact. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all.
Amen.
And all the time.
Amen.
Yes,
good.
It is.
Amen.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. His promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power.
Scripture verse, because this particular young man was down. The devil was trying to stomp him out again, but somebody come up with this verse of scripture. Woo, I tell you what, if it wasn't for wife, men would be lost, wouldn't they? Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. God is good. Amen. You know, we can stand here and reminisce on the good times that we've had at this church. It's amazing to think of all the people that has been under his instruction, his tutelage, and have went out. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. And it's awesome. It really is. He's awesome. And she is too. Goes without saying. And I'm proud to be associated with that fellow. Makes me want to stand pretty tall. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Dad. I love you, man. You're an awesome guy. I'll give you that. Thank you, Jesus.
Christ, God's Son. All creation gives you praise. You alone are truly great. You alone, you alone are God who reigns. Holy of your name.
All to you, O God, we bring.
All to you, O God, we bring.
Jesus, teach us.
Jesus, teach us how to live.
Let your fire burn in us.
Let your fire burn in us.
Let all men
His light will shine.
is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good. God is good.
All the time. God is good.
God is good.
All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good. All the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. Cause He has promised to never leave you, nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
He
put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good.
All the time, through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify. His love is everlasting, and His mercy, they will never end. God is good
all the time.
Put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good
all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good all the time. Plan you have for me. My life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. God is good
all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. My
God is good
all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good. My God is good. God is good. My God is good. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see.
God is good
all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good
all the time.
And
through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good. My God is good.
God is good.
My God is good.
God is good
all the time.
Time to take up our offerings for this Sunday, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? You know what, Grandpa? I don't normally do this, but this one's just for you. Play this song.
You may be seated while we take up the offering, and Ricardo's going to do a special. Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And Lord, as these people give, they give it unto you, Father God, willingly and joyfully give, Father, knowing that you're in control. Our God will prevail. And I thank you for that promise, Lord God. Whatever they're going through, it may be physical, it may be emotional, it may be financial, whatever. And Lord God, they just may be at a season in their life that everything is good. Regardless, Father, we give you the glory and the honor today, and thank you for blessing this offering. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem on your chain. But it means I'm free, yeah, from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died. The Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world has never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true a love you'll never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God has for me. When the Lord of glory, heaven sent, gave all on Calvary, he did it just for me. Just for me. Yes, he did. Jesus came and did it just for me. The love God hath for me. When the Lord the glory heaven sent, gave all on Calvary, he did it just for me. Just for me. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Jesus came and did it just for me. For me. Everybody say, just for me. Just for me. Oh, yes. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, just for me.
But you rose again on the third day. Oh, yes, you did, yes.
Jesus came and did it just for me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to open the floor to anybody that has any special words, a funny story, or anything that they would like to share about Pastor, Dad, whatever it is that you may call him. So if you have something you want to say, just raise your hand, stand up. Don't everybody jump up at once. You might want to sit up there so you can see who's talking to you.
I am so thankful for my pastor, Brother Gerald, and Pastor Laverne. They have stood by me and been there for me and encouraged me. And I was so sick, and Brother Gerald was really sick too. And I think he was going to Louisville to be put in the hospital. And he stopped in and see me, and it was pouring down rain. And I just can't thank the Lord enough for giving me the best that there is.
Amen. Who's next? It's Billy.
Well, I consider, I probably would be dead because I had a spirit of suicide. I had tried three times from the time I was 12. And I still had it when I met them. But through the word, the teaching, and the love that they showed me, and my husband, through all his sicknesses and death, I praise you. I really do. I praise God. But I'm thankful for y'all.
Denise and I, we want to thank y'all for being our pastors since 1980. And standing with us and going through things, and we appreciate you. Happy birthday.
I'll get right to you. Prepare you to get this
up. Okay. Well, I didn't prepare nothing because I have a whole lot to say, so I can't say everything. But I just praise God that Mom and Dad, when I was younger with my three sisters, you know, I've been here like forever, but we were going to another church, and then we started visiting here, and then Dad made this his church when I was like eight, and I just praise God that my parents listened to God and wanted more and was searching, and they found here, and this is my home, always has been my home, always will be my home. Mom and Dad have already went to glory, but these are my mom and dad too. They were mom and dad when my mom and dad was here, but now they're gone, so they've stepped up even more. So happy birthday, Brother Jerry. I love you too.
I just want to thank them because there's a reason my kids are here, and my wife still sits there beside me, because they took to me when we met. Because had we not, my wife and I would have had a problem. We'd never been married. When we met and we had before we got married, she had some concerns, and things went very well. Had they not, we wouldn't have been sitting here as a family, because my wife had real concerns. what happens in this? Because she didn't know. And that's it. So anyway, but we're very blessed to have you all part of our lives.
Well, what do I say? I love you, little brother. I know I have to be careful what I say, because I can tell a lot. But as y'all know, Jerry and I are first cousins, and I call him Jerry Wayne. That's what I've done all my life. But he is like a brother to me, and we grew up together. We played together. I know some of you remember, and some of you younger ones won't, but Roy Rogers and Dale Evans was our heroes. And we rode many stick horses and conquered many things through the trails of life. But I have to say, he's been there for me so much, and he's taught me the word that I could never thank him enough for all that I've learned. And I've sat under his teaching till I've had to hold the seat. As long as I knew he loved me, I could sit there and listen to this. But anyway, because God was working in my life to change me so much better. But I love him, and I just appreciate him. And happy birthday, little brother.
Just something that Pat said brought a memory back. I can remember, she hadn't been attending here very long. She told me one day, and I never forgot it. She said, "We can hear anything that you have to say, as long as we know you love us." And I said some things that were new and quite contrary to general opinion.
Wow. I'm glad to be here, Pastor. I'm glad to be here. I can share a lot, and Sister Miriam said, "Can you share something funny?" You know, there were so many things that took place in our past, and one of the funny things that you had nothing to do with, but you were the pastor, so you really had everything to do with it, was when I would go to my dad, my earthly dad, who's now in heaven, and I would say, "You know, Dad, Jerry says this, and Jerry says that." And my dad looked at me and said, "Well, who is this Jerry guy anyways?" And, and he said, "Why don't you say the Bible says?" So I started saying, "Well, Dad, last Sunday we were listening to a message, and Jerry said the Bible says." But one of the things my wife and I were talking about this on the way down yesterday, and we just started coming here when we were kids. You know, we were kids having kids. And you did a series, I think it was out in this building, out in the old sanctuary. You did a series on compassion, or maybe it was at the pool hall or whatever that was back in there we went to. But I wrote those scriptures down. It's three by five index cards. And I actually still have those scriptures. And this has been 35 years ago. As a matter of fact, about a year and a half ago, I had to start going over those scriptures on compassion again because I found myself not so compassionate. But I guess my point is this, is that the compassion that you have and the compassion that you gave to other people, and you saw potential in people when they didn't see anything in themselves but junk. And I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome that you saw potential and I saw junk. And you served a God who loved you regardless. And I served a God who loved me when I was doing right. And of course, we all know that's not the God we want. That's not God. God loves you regardless. He loves you. He may not be pleased with your actions, but he still loves you regardless whether you're doing right or wrong. And you taught us how much God loved us. And you taught us so much on grace. And it's not that you taught every Sunday on grace, but you are the reason that my children turned out the way they turned out. You're the reason. You and Pastor Laverne, you guys are the reason that we're where we at. We are where we're at today. The good stuff that where we're at today. You're the reason for that. And I just want to say thank you. And you're a blessing to me. And you will always be a blessing to me. And that song I told you about, "You're a good, good father," that's who you are. That's who you are. "And I am loved by you." That's who I am. It doesn't say that's what I am. It says that's who I am. That defines you. You're a good, good father. And I'm loved by you. And I sense that love. And I feel that love. And I appreciate that love. And I honor you. Happy birthday.
Hey, man. I love you so much. Thank you for being there for all those years. And thank you that you're still here for us. We love you so much, and you're engrafted into us. You are part of us and through and through. And, you know it's so neat to say Jerry says. They thought we were in a cult church, okay, y'all? Because we could say Jerry says, but stand there and say scripture after scripture after scripture when you preach. And the power and the anointing of God was on the scriptures, not just because it was the word of God, but because you believed the word. You know, basketball. I mean, this guy would, you know, they're like, oh, this poor little man out there. He would get out there and smash everybody up to pieces. Our teams would win because of him. It was awesome. And I mean, it was so great. And you were a leader. And we really, 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 really appreciate it. Thanks so much for being in us.
Anybody else? Oh, Miss Darlene.
A while ago when Ricardo was reading the story that Sherry had written about you wanting to be a teacher. Well, the memory I'm going to share is when I became a teacher at Kentucky Christian School. We went on a field trip one day, and we were standing there. It was Shaker Town, and there was a sheepdog, and he was chasing those sheep through the mud and around and rounding them up. And you weren't even my pastor at that time. I was just working at the school. And he walks over to the fence surrounding the sheep pen, and he goes, huh, look at that. He said, that dog gets those sheep to go where he wants them to go, and he never really hurts them, and he doesn't force them. He said he just kind of nips at their heels. And he just nips at them, nips at them, nips at them. He said, well, that dog is like the Holy Spirit. He doesn't force us to do anything. He just nips at us, nips at us, nips at us. And I never forgot that. That formed my view of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't force us. He doesn't beat us over the head. That dog didn't just tackle those sheep and drag them into the barn. He nipped at them, nipped at them, nipped at them. And I never forgot that, and it stayed with me. And when I started, little by little after that, I started, you know, because of the school, and I started gravitating toward New Life. It took me about 10 years to get here, but I got here. And that my view from that moment on, my view of the Holy Spirit never changed. He doesn't manhandle us and drag us through the mud to get us into the shelter. He just gently nips at us, nips at us, nips at us. And so I just wanted to say, you are a teacher. Your dream came true. You just didn't have the state of Kentucky tell you are a teacher. You had the King of Heaven tell you that you're a teacher. So
anybody else? Don't want to miss anyone. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Clifton, and I don't know what to tell you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Somebody said, greasy, greasy. I said, it's greasy enough to slip in and find me. Amen. The places where I've